Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we're having our day, the bringing of the future Mother of God, the little three-year-old girl, to bringing into the Jerusalem. It was, they had promised if God will give them a child, they will donate and give the child to the service of God. And that's what they did. At the age of 3 years old, they took the little baby by the hands and they walked with her into Jerusalem, right into the temple, and they were escorted with many maidens from their relatives, because they come from the Kim himself. He was comes from a royalty, and Anna came from the lineage of bishops, and so they had all the people there, all the relatives. They all escorted with the singing and with the candles. They escorted them into Jerusalem and into the church. And when they put the little baby on the first step, which led to the inside part of the Church of the Holy of Holies, where only the first priest would be able to come in there only once a year, and no priests were able to come in, and of course no women were allowed over there, and nobody else. But she ran up the 15 steps very quickly with such a joy. And Saint Zachariah, he was the first priest at that time, he took her and brought her in right into the Holy of Holies, again, where only the first priest would be able to come once a year in there. And he brought her in there and showed her a place where she come on a regular basis to say prayers over there. And he had witnessed later on that the Mary, the baby, she would be coming there and she would be praying all the time, and she would be visited by Archangel Gabriel and many angels, and they would talk to her, and they would teach her about God, and they would even bring her the food from heaven, my beloved. And this is the way she was brought up, to become the virgin that will bring the God himself, the creator of all the universe, the Son of God, and she will bear him and bring him into this world as a little baby. And she was able to hold him and carry him and feed him. And when he grew up, as you know, he had went through a very narrow, thorny way, because he took upon himself all my sins, all your sins, everybody's sins, and because he loved us, so that's why he came on this earth, to free us from the curse of sin, because we were shackled by the enemy, and until the Lord gave us his power and the power of the cross to cast out chase away the demons and the Mother of God that they fear so much. So we have to approach the Lord and the Mother of God all the time with love in our hearts. And we have to know, those of us who are parents, we have to know that it is wrong what is happening today. Nowadays, parents are forgetting that the children are sent to them by God, and that they, my beloved, they have to be given over to God, just like Joachim and Anna gave the Mother of God to the Church at 3 years old. But we have to do that at the early age. We have to also consecrate our children to the Lord. We have to teach them to love the Lord, to go after the Lord and after the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of heaven is taken by force. And too many times today, our children are enticed by the spirit of this world, of the Antichrist, of all these gadgets, electronic things, and games, and televisions, and computers, and all those things, which they never hear anything about God, or very seldom. And this is, of course, a great sin for us, the parents, if we haven't able to teach our children to love our Lord. And how can we do that? By only talking to them? No, that's not good enough. By showing them an example, living according to the gospel. They have to learn through example. Most of us learn through example of others, and they have to be reading the lives of saints so that they'll have a good example. And not just look at their parents, because none of us are any good. We have to recognize, but the saints who had able to love the Lord with all their heart, mind, and soul, and love their neighbors as themselves, that they were able to go through all kinds of tortures and deprivations in this life, and they really followed the Lord in a narrow, thorny way. And some of them even were crucified like the Lord. And many, or all of them, of course, they had made their body the temple of the Lord. And this is what we have to try to do, my beloved. Let's work on it more and more with the help of the Mother of God, that was so joyous that she was brought into the Holy of Holies. And even the whole Mother came, and she came to visit her periodically, or often, I should say, and the father would come also once in a while. But she had absolutely had accepted the Lord as being her father and her God, and she had the first love to the Lord, and that's what we have to learn to do. May God bless you all to try to fill our heart with the grace of God, and to have the love for him and for each other. Amen.